It was 14 years ago that the Chamber of Commerce Board made a decision to recognize the importance of historically underutilized businesses in our community. Their intent was to increase the exposure of their business, exposure of these businesses and their owners. They also wanted to formally recognize minority entrepreneurs who, by their business and personal contributions, have made a significant contribution to our community and yet may have gone unnoticed by many of the folks who live here. Since that time, your chamber has been committed to continuing this event, and under the leadership of Bobby Visor, we're pleased to demonstrate our ongoing commitment to this program with this special luncheon today. We're also very pleased that you've taken time to join us. We will honor three of our local businesses. As was the case last year, there were five nomination categories considered for recognition: African-American, American Indian, Asian, Hispanic, and women-owned businesses. As Rex announced, I'm pleased that our committee has decided to expand that next year. And Rex, thank you for bringing that to our attention. When this program started in 2000, we conducted three luncheons a year. In 2009, we consolidated the awards into one luncheon. So this is actually our 26th luncheon honoring historically underutilized businesses. Our sponsor partner for all 26 of these luncheons has been Texas A&M Procurement Services. Texas A&M has taken major steps to increase the amount of business it conducts in our community, and specifically the amount of businesses that it conducts with locally owned, historically underutilized businesses. But for them to succeed, we must do our part. We must help get our local, historically underutilized businesses certified. Representatives of Texas A&M will do whatever necessary to assist you in the process of becoming certified. And it's really not that difficult of a process. And they're here today, and if you would like to come up and talk to them, set up an appointment, they will be glad to do that. So once again, Rex, I just appreciate this long-standing partnership we've had with you folks, and thank you for your commitment to our locally owned businesses. Small businesses are very important to our community. There are still many folks who do not realize that Bryan College Station area is much more dependent upon local business, much more dependent upon small businesses in terms of sales and employment than our nation is and than the state of Texas is. A substantial number of small businesses that impact our community in such a positive way are owned and operated by hub entrepreneurs. These are courageous individuals who invest not only their time and energy, but personal financial resources as well. These individuals are to be commended for their role in making this a better community for all of us to live, work, and raise our families. This is an important time in history for these businesses. These companies are growing at a rate greater than the rate for all firms in the U.S. economy. To be specific, during a recent five-year period, the U.S. Census Bureau reported that the number of minority firms grew by 46% compared to 18% for all U.S. firms. And the number of individuals employed by minority firms during this same five-year period grew by almost 30%. We are proud of our local historically underutilized businesses and their owners. They have a positive impact on our community, and we are indebted to them not only for the contributions they make to the strength of our economy, but also for their contributions to improving our society by finding many ways of giving back in meaningful ways. We certainly appreciate each of them for their commitment of time and financial resources.